This is Ted Kennedy. I've got an idea today that ought to warm even Senator Al Simpson's cold heart. Cut the federal deficit in 1988. In a moment, we'll face off. Al, one of Congress's big mistakes of 1987 was going too slow in reducing the massive budget deficit. After the Wall Street crash, we tried to agree on serious reductions, but we settled for token cuts and passed the buck to 1989, hoping the new president will take charge. We can't just do nothing for all of 1988, Al. Somebody has to say the deficit has no clothes. So I've called for an additional $20 to $30 billion of deficit reduction this year. We can do it by closing tax loopholes, raising the excise tax on cigarettes and alcohol, and trimming Pentagon and other federal spending. That's a Democratic offer that Republicans can't refuse, Al. If the economy stays healthy, we can give the next president the best gift of all, a balanced budget, early in his term.
Nothing new in those tired old words of yours today, Ted. It's fascinating the way you casually talk about trimming Pentagon and other spending. That is the very essence of the deficit problem, isn't it, Ted? Last year, I supported an across-the-board freeze on all federal spending for just 1 year. The savings, $41.5 billion. That even included a modest increase for Social Security recipients and no increase in taxes. That proposal treated defense and social spending the same way. It was so fair you voted against it. Defense programs have to be reviewed. So do social programs. You leave over half the budget off limits, and you coldly vote against honest deficit reduction efforts. Come on now, Ted. Warm up to a full budget freeze for any real action on this deficit. This is Senator Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off again on Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System.